Welcome to another episode of the Microsoft Ignite Countdown. I'm Joey Snow.
I'm Rick Kloss.
And we're back once again this week after an exciting episode last week.
The socials, the forums, everybody is lit up because, as expected, bags are very important to conference attendees as far as what kind of thing are they going to get. And we showed you all the options. If you haven't had a choice yet, go take a look at that video.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, your little bit that you put at the end has got people all excited because you can see through the comments of that video, and also I've seen it on Facebook, I've seen it on Twitter, the hashtag Ignite Orange, hashtag Ignite Green, hashtag Ignite Yellow, hashtag Ignite Blue. It's burning up the internet.
Yeah, maybe we'll do some kind of reporting afterwards, an Excel spreadsheet and pie charts and stuff like that if you want. I don't know.
Pie charts, what?
We can do pie charts. But anyway, keep it going if you're interested. I like to see what people are thinking. And it means absolutely nothing other than simply having some fun. And don't forget, you can probably do some kind of bartering and exchanging with different bits and pieces to get a multicolored solution.
There you go. Absolutely. So a fun episode there. But this week, we should go back to Chicago.
Yeah. You know, I think it's about time to go back and show a little bit more color as well.
Yep. But first, we need to make sure that we are addressing your questions and your comments that you have via the Ignite forums, which are on channel9.msdn.com. Choose forums and then choose the Microsoft Ignite forum.
Right across the top banner, you'll see the forums drop down you can get into.
A couple of questions. First and foremost, let's kick it off by one that I saw from Mike Crawford 71, who asks, I've seen a lot of very good guides and things to do and see in Chicago, probably even some in this video series that we've been doing here. But if there was only one thing you could do, what would it be? That's a brutally tough question, Mike.
So we, as part of this, got a chance to experience a lot of Chicago in a very fast time frame.
Yes.
Very compressed time. And if you're asking me the one thing that it would be, for me, it would be the boat tour.
The architecture tour. The architecture boat tour.
Architecture boat tour specifically. You can do a boat tour anytime, but there's one specifically that in this case, it was the First Lady of Chicago, was the name of the cruise line that offered it. They actually had the historical expert on there, and we covered that in the video.
Yep.
So go back and take a look at that episode. But I'm an absolute geek when it comes to architecture and design, that sort of stuff, and so it was the best way for me to experience Chicago, which, again, post 1871 fire of Chicago, a huge resurgence of all sorts of new stuff came out, and that's why it's so capitalized as being in there. So it basically was a rebirth of Chicago.
Now, I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
I know he asked for the single thing. So I'm going to give him a single theme based on whatever theme or kind of thing you're into.
Okay.
Now, first and foremost, if you're an art, culture, the Art Institute of Chicago,
Hands down.
And spend the entire day. Go at opening, stay till close. It's absolutely amazing. But if you're a sports guy, kind of like where I am, I've got to say, head to the north side, head to Wrigley Field in Chicago, and you'll see more about that later on in this show. So I'm giving you two options, but pick one of those two dependent upon what you really are into. So a couple of different options that you've got there. So that's one of the questions. You got something else?
Just coming up here, there was a typical question that we get. This came in a couple days ago. This one was from Parky67 on the forums, asking about a first-time attendee. And I just want to bring this up right now because we actually do spend an entire show a little bit closer to the event for first-time attendees. But I'm glad to see that there's been some community members that have been jumping in with some suggestions on what you should do. So hang in there. This guy's coming in from the UK, early mornings and Sundays. He has some time to walk around. One thing that you mentioned on the on the way over here as we were walking over to the studio was if there was a first-time attendee and things like that, the things you should do, one of the things you should do is if you're going to be getting shoes, break them in.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes to a post that was actually in the video for last week's episode on the bags where he's like, I'm coming over. It's my first time here. What's the dress code? We've got an entire episode on that for the first timers and what to wear. But as Rick mentioned, the shoes, it's important. Now, you've got time between now and the time that you've got to leave. Go get those shoes purchased. You do not want to be wearing new shoes to this event with the amount of walking that you do. So get those shoes now. Start wearing them. Get them all broken in.
Yep.
Get them good to go. So that's a good piece of first-timer advice.
And if you wanted to go a little bit even crazier, you can even try out those five-finger toe shoes that Snover wears if you wanted
to. The Vibrams.
But, you know, that's up to you for your own personal sign of preference.
As we mentioned, we're going to do a dedicated episode on that. So if you have tips or tricks, feel free to go ahead and contribute to answering those questions in the forum, and we're going to bring them up on a video.
Yeah, on the forum, we will absolutely bring them up and highlight different suggestions people have. So at channel9msdn.com, hit the forums option, choose Microsoft Tonight, and we're watching, and we can include that stuff. Not just questions, but also suggestions you might have as well.
Also from the forums, Niner396486 asks...
Love that name.
yes, exactly. It's really easy. Rolls off the tongue. Hi, I'm planning to attend and my wife will be coming along. Given I'll be in sessions all day, I'm wondering if others are in a similar situation. If your female significant other may want to hang out during the day, drop a note here. This is a great use of the forums. And I've also noticed a few other forum posts popping up where people are like, hey, I work for this, you know, super big company. I don't get a chance to network with people even within my own company. Mm-hmm. So they plotted up some of these, you know, kind of meetups or these threads that are in the forums. This is under the heading of significant other support group. So there's lots of ways to network even outside of the event and even outside of you. You can bring your significant other along. So if you are looking to have significant other support or other kind of meetups that you want to do, forums is a great place for that stuff, as well as all of your questions that you have that we'll address in future episodes of the show.
And you're obviously going to want to, and I'll post on this one here, is make sure that you point them to some of those color of Chicago type things.
Yes.
That we'll be covering in here, because there's a lot of stuff you can do, obviously extracurricular, with them, or allow them to go off and explore them as well.
Absolutely. So with that, this week we're going to head back to Chicago and cover off another couple of things. Whether you're into music, whether you're into sports, or if you just want to be kind of a tourist and check out one of the great locations in Chicago, which is Navy Pier, have a look at this video and we'll take you on our own little tour of Chicago. Like the blues, and this is the place to come to see the blues.
It's got a wicked vibe, man. The decor is awesome. They've got the guitars from legends across the wall. They got some cigar box guitars that people made over the years.
Absolutely.
Freaking awesome stuff.
Buddy Guys Legends is where we are at. It's live blues music every single day.
Now,
every single day.
Now you can go online. You can see the concert for who's going to be playing, that sort of stuff. So they do definitely have some big players that are coming here. But be aware, you can buy tickets in advance, but they're general seating only. And when you show up, it's best to show up about an hour in advance to be able to get a seat, because there's no savesies.
Absolutely. So you can't save a seat when you come here.
Yes.
So bring your entire party and get here at least an hour before showtime, and even earlier on Friday and Saturday nights when the big acts are here. There's food, some fantastic New Orleans-style cuisine. You can get some po'boys, get your burgers. I saw some catfish on there.
They even have their own line of beer you can get as well. Is it Hefeweizen or is it a...
It's a Belgian wheat beer.
Okay, it's a wheat beer.
So spices and honey.
Mm-hmm.
So quite good.
Very nice.
Quite good. So you can get yourself a buddy beer.
It's a good raised stage, you know, only about 8 inches off the ground or so. So it's nice intimate seating. Nice locale. Nice place.
It's got a super cool vibe. So if you're into the blues music, or you just want to come check out some great live music, it's Buddy Guys Legends right here in Chicago.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs, get your hot dogs.
Bada, bada, bada. We're in front of the iconic Wrigley Field.
Wrigley Field.
100 years old. It's 101 years old.
Okay, nice. I didn't know that.
And this is really an iconic baseball park. Going to be completely remodeled for you to come visit in Chicago when you're here in May.
Nice.
So, great place to come catch a game.
They play ball in May, right?
They absolutely play ball in May.
Okay, good.
It's fantastic. There is nothing better than walking into this stadium, come up over, see the ivy on the wall.
I know I need to find out for the game and get myself a ticket, because I've never been inside Wrigley Field. I've only ever been beside it like this.
Yes.
Or when you were here last time, I think I was over at that McDonald's over there. That's it. So I got to go to a real game.
You've got to come check out this historic ballpark. Come catch a game while you are here for the event. There's just nothing better. You can see a lot of people milling about as it's just about pregame.
They're playing the Dodgers, I think.
I think so.
Well, we'll see who's going to be.
Come check out Wrigley Field. Fantastic views of the city, as well as an amazing Ferris wheel with up to 240 people to ride 7 minutes long.
7 minutes, although the lineup to get on might be a bit longer based on your waiting time, but 7 minute journey all the way to the very top. Beautiful views of the city, all directions.
We are standing out front of Navy Pier.
It's rather iconic.
Yeah, it really is, and actually, I have to tell you, there was a game back in the day where we could actually drive through the city of Chicago. It was a Microsoft game back in the day. And we actually used to drive the cars down here, right out here on Navy Pier. I have to give the call out.
Gotham Racing, wasn't it?
I believe.
Gotham Racing, wasn't it?
Maybe Midtown. I don't know.
Midtown. We'll check the facts on that second roll.
There are boat tours, okay. So you can come get on a boat.
I saw a jet boat down there, too. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, they take you out, and they do the 360 thing on the big jets.
I would not do well on that. I'm not good on boats. Well on not that. Good on boats.
There's also tall ships, the big sailboats.
They have theaters here too, eh?
An IMAX theater as well as the amphitheater, so you can see various acts here, as well as water taxis.
Those are all changing up during the year, so make sure you check the Navy Pier website to be able to see what shows are playing.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Children's Museum is also located out here, so you want to come check that out. The Shakespeare Theater, I know you and your Shakespeare. To be or not to be.
Give me a little Hamlet and I'm all good.
Absolutely. 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. are the hours for the Ferris wheel. If you want to come ride the Ferris wheel right here at Navy Pier, come get entertained. Check out Navy Pier in Chicago.
Wow.
Well, how awesome is that? A trip to Navy Pier, iconic Wrigley Field, and of course, Buddy Guy's Legends for great blues music, a couple of venues to check out. When you are in Chicago for Microsoft Ignite, and I believe that we've actually failed this episode.
Why?
Because we haven't mentioned that Microsoft Ignite is May 4th through the 8th in Chicago, Illinois, and you're going to want to make sure that you are registered. How do they do that?
They go off to ignite.microsoft.com/register, or just go to ignite.microsoft.com and click on the green registration button to get that processed as soon as possible, because tickets are going.
Yes, absolutely.
You want to get in there soon. We did have a question that came up earlier about hotels and hotel availability. Mm-hmm. Those things kind of fluctuate. They come and go as we get able to negotiate different things. And so, again, check back for different options for different hotels when you're registering. And don't forget those pre-days.
That's right.
The pre-day options are always there for when you sign up and register as an additional cost for a full day of immersive training, if you will, and content. That's available with a variety of subjects taking place on the Sunday before. And they do require that you pay for them, obviously. And if you've already registered, you can add those to your registration just by going back to the same area and then ticking the box to say add them on.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this show wouldn't be anything if it weren't for the interaction with you. We've been talking a lot about the forums today, but there are also other places that you can get us.
Right.
Via social media, if you're not into posting on the forums, you can get us by using the hashtag we follow all the time around this event, which is hashtag MSIgnite.
Right. And if you wanted to tweet something directly to the handle of people that look after the Microsoft Ignite conference, you can reach them @MS_Ignite. I'm reachable if you're interested @RicksterCDN on the Twitters.
You can also get me @JoeySnow. So it's a great way. Maybe you're too shy. You don't want to post something out, you know, kind of right out for everybody to see. You can hit us individually on Twitter. Of course, the forums are also a great place.
And right down below is the comment area if you're watching this on Channel 9, where you can obviously go off and leave some comments. And questions as well and suggestions, and we will address them as soon as we can.
Absolutely. That does it again for another episode as we move closer and closer to May 4th. Microsoft Ignite Countdown Show.
I've booked my ticket.
I'm officially registered. Yes!
I'm officially registered as well, so we'll be there.
Yes, and we want you to be there as well.
Right.
So we'll see you next time on the Microsoft Ignite Countdown.